I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today, we take a look at an issue that has fascinated scholars for a long, long time, and that some lay people have thought about as well. Frankly, especially critics. And that's why it's important to look at, so that if you speak with a critic who brings this up, you'll know how to respond. Here's the question. Are the books in today's New Testament the same or very close to the same as the original books when they were written? The New Testament books were all written about 2,000 years ago. That's a long time. So setting aside the translation issues, because we speak English and the New Testament books were all written in Greek, if you could read the original New Testament books, how different would they be from the books in the New Testament today as we read them? Are we reading basically the genuine language and message of the New Testament, or have the originals been tampered with and hopelessly lost? After all, and this is a key point that critics make, not a single original New Testament book exists today. We don't have any of the original books of Paul. We just have copies of copies of copies. We don't have the originals of any of the Gospels. We have copies of copies of copies. New Testament scholar and critic, a man who I highly regard in many ways, but whose conclusions I often strongly disagree with, Professor Bart Ehrman, worldwide scholar on the New Testament, but critic, says, quote, "What good is it to say the writings of the New Testament were inspired? We don't have the originals. We have only error-ridden copies. These are centuries removed from the originals and different from them in evidently thousands of ways. There are more variations among manuscripts than there are words in the New Testament. If we can't trust the New Testament, then we can't trust what we think we know about Jesus of Nazareth, and there is no such thing as authentic Christianity," close quote. Now, that's a bit cynical, but he states the question quite well. So is Professor Ehrman right? Is the New Testament unreliable? This Religion Today show looks at this important issue. The New Testament, like all important ancient literature, is reconstructed by scholars into its original form or believed original form by comparing surviving manuscript copies. This is the methodology by which we have the works of Plato, Socrates, Pliny, Herodotus, Euripides, Aristophanes, Marcus Aurelius, Livy, Tacitus, Aristotle, Sophocles, Homer, and many, many others. Now, think right now. If you ever took a college course or a high school class in which you studied any of these people, these great scholars, these ancient writers, did anyone ever say to you, oh, we got to be a little bit careful here because we don't know how accurate their works are as we have them today? Keep that in mind when somebody makes that kind of a claim against the New Testament. To accurately estimate the reliability of the reconstruction scholars have made of the works of these ancient writers, Plato, Pliny, all the rest that I just mentioned, they ask three essential questions. The first one is, how many manuscripts do we have? How many exist? Number two, how large is the time gap between the date when the originals were written and the manuscripts that we now have? For example, we know when Plato wrote. How big is the gap between when he wrote and the earliest manuscript of his works? And the same for the New Testament and these other ancient writers. And number three, the difference that you find between the manuscripts. How big or how small, how minor or significant are the differences that you find in the manuscripts? Those are the questions. Scholars believe that they have reconstructed the works of these ancient writers, Lucretius, Pliny, Plato, Herodotus, Euripides, Aristophanes, Josephus, the great historian of the Jews, Gaius, Julius Caesar, Livy, Tacitus, Aristotle, Sophocles, Homer. Scholars believe they've reconstructed all their works with a very high degree of accuracy because of the number of manuscripts of each which they have found and which they can compare, the time gap between the date each was written and the date of the manuscripts, and the relatively insignificant differences between the existing manuscripts. So now let's compare the New Testament with these other ancient writings. This will be illuminating for you if you've not seen this done before. Lucretius, how many manuscripts do we have of his works? Two. Pliny, the great Roman author, we have one early manuscript. That's it. Plato's works, the classical philosopher, seven manuscripts of his works. Herodotus, the Greek historian, eight known manuscripts of his works. Euripides, the great playwright in ancient Athens, nine known manuscripts. Aristophanes, a comic playwright in ancient Athens, 10. Josephus, the great historian of the Jews, Titus Flavius Josephus, we have nine known manuscripts of his work. Livy, the Roman historian, we have 20 known manuscripts. Tacitus, we have two manuscripts of this great Roman senator and historian. Aristotle's works, the great philosopher, 49. Sophocles, we have 193. And this will impress you. Homer, we have 647 manuscripts. Wow, that sounds like a lot. How many of the New Testament? We have 5,823. What does that tell you? That tells you that our sample is enormous. We have, for most, over 1,000 times more manuscripts than we have for others. And for the very least, we have at least 2 or 3 times as many manuscripts. All right, when we come back, more religion today. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. If you're just joining us, today we're talking about the New Testament. Some people throw rocks at it and say, oh, well, gosh, there's this huge amount of time that happened between the writing of Paul's letters and the Gospels and so forth, and the manuscripts that we have, and we just don't think they're accurate. So, is that true or not? Today we're looking at how many known manuscripts of the New Testament we have, comparing that with the known number of manuscripts of other ancient writers who scholars believe we have enough information about to make really good assessments that we have accurate copies of their works. When we took our break, and by the way, if you'd like to be in touch about this or any other subject, send me an email. Be happy to respond. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com. martinstanner@gmail.com. Compared to all the known manuscripts of Homer's works, we have 9 times more manuscripts of the New Testament compared to all known manuscripts of Sophocles' works. We have 30 times, not just 30, but 30 times more New Testament manuscripts compared with all known manuscripts of Aristotle. We have 118 times more New Testament manuscripts. And compared with Tacitus, Livy, Josephus, the Roman historian, and others, we have more than 1,000 times more New Testament manuscripts than we have manuscripts of theirs. There are by far more New Testament manuscripts than any other ancient works. 5,823 New Testament manuscripts compared with less than 700 for 2 and less than 100 for most all the other ancient writers that I've mentioned. This is really significant. It's a major, major issue. We have far more manuscripts. That's important. But here's the next question scholars look at. How much time elapsed between the time the New Testament books were written and the earliest manuscripts that we have? And how does that stack up with these other ancient writers whose works we think we have accurate copies of? Lucretius. What's the gap between when he wrote and our earliest known manuscript of his work? 1,100 years. What's the gap between when Pliny wrote and the earliest known manuscript of his works? 750 years. What's the gap between when Plato wrote and our earliest known manuscript of his. 1,200 years. I'm going to skip over several of these. Josephus, the time between when he wrote and our earliest manuscript, 956 years. The time gap between when Livy wrote and the earliest known manuscript of his writings, 400 years. Aristotle, the time gap is 1,400 years. Homer, the gap is 500 years. Now to the New Testament. Time gap, da-da-da. For the earliest books of the New Testament, 25 to 35 years. For some of the other books, as much as 250 years. That's it, 250 years. On the outside. So, compared to these other writers, there's a far less gap between the originals in the New Testament and the copies and the writings of these other writers and the time of the earliest known copies. When you look at some of Paul's letters, it's 1/50th the time that elapsed. And for most of the other parts of the New Testament, it's hundreds of times. The very best case, it's half the time for the earliest known ancient writer. So there was far less time for changes to creep in by mistakes and deliberate changes of scribes with the New Testament than for these other ancient writers. That's an important point. Now let's go on to another really important point that Professor Ehrman makes. Let's compare the differences that we have between all of these manuscripts. This is important. There are 400,000 or so, give or take, depending on how you count differences, but about 400,000 differences between the New Testament manuscripts. How different, how significant are these? Part of the reason for the sheer number of discrepancies or differences is because we have so many New Testament manuscripts. Most of these variations, most, are just spelling differences. The next most common difference we have are the use of synonyms. The next most common difference is the use of definite articles with a proper name, like the Apostle Paul, Saint Paul, or just Paul, differences like that. These kinds of things are pretty slight, pretty minimal, pretty insignificant. Now, let's not kid ourselves. There are some significant differences. For example, in Mark chapter 6, verse 5, we read that Jesus could not do any miracles in Nazareth, his hometown, because of the lack of the people. But in Matthew, it says he just decided not to do any miracles because of the lack of faith of the people. So in one, he couldn't do miracles. The other one, he decides not to do them. There are other discrepancies between the books and the manuscripts. For example, whether or not you need faith to be saved. I mean, different things like that. There are certainly differences in the New Testament, but ask yourself this. How big are changes like that anyway? Isn't that kind of a difference of opinion whether Jesus couldn't do miracles because of the lack of faith or decided not to do miracles? I'm not sure how you would test which of those was accurate. On all the major points that are significant within Christianity, the core principles, Jesus was perceived by the people as the Messiah. He taught with authority. He healed people. He was crucified. He was resurrected. and rose from the dead. He will come a second time to usher in the millennium. These and a number of other core principles are all part of the New Testament and have been from the beginning. And there's one final point that I want to make, and that is that if you take the writings of all the early Christian church fathers, and there are many, Clement, Ignatius, Polycarp, Papias, and others, you will find that we can reconstruct huge amounts of the New Testament just from their writings. And so that's another check and a balance, which shows us that the New Testament that we have today is highly reliable and must be very, very close to the way the New Testament books originally read. Join me again next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.